This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Before we start today's show, I just wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by me on Patreon. Patreon.com/RadioMike for as little as a dollar a month. You get access to the TCB Overflow podcast and the Pat and Mike show with producer Pat. If you get to the end of this episode and you're like, ah, bloody hell, I was enjoying that. I want to hear a little bit more. I love listening to this guy talk shit. Then jump on the Patreon, patreon.com/RadioMike, little as a dollar a month, and you can get pretty much an extra hour of bonus content every week, which is up as soon as this podcast is up. Jump on now because the Patreon is overflowing with content. Let's get into today's show.
Hey, this is Tobey Maguire, the best Spider-Man. And this is Radio Mike's Podgy's 20th Century Boy. Love that guy. 20th Century Boy! Show your moves! Good news, everyone! Don't you know, giddy when you see
onions have legs? Welcome! 20th Century Boy. My name is Run Mikey Run. And this is the inside of my mind. Oh. Another week, another episode of TCB, a podcast by me, Radio Mike, young writer and producer, not young, writer and producer from here in Melbourne, Australia, just trying to make his way through life. Guys, welcome to the show. It's a big week, another big week. It's always big weeks on this show. This is 20th Century Boy. The conversations you wish you were having, right? That's what this podcast is. The conversations you wish you were having. A 1 hour, one-sided conversation each week with me, Radio Mike. Now, it is one-sided, but you can get in touch with the show. And it can technically be two-sided. All you have to do is reach out to the show. By any means, radiomikepod@gmail.com, radio.mike on Instagram, at itsradiomike on Twitter. Comment on any of the YouTube clips, however you want to do it. Just get in touch with the show. It's how we build the show. And as I said, big show today. Cannot wait to get into it. Well, we are into it. And I want to start off with Radio Kyle G. A newish listener, but one of our most loyal. He sent a message in. Just a nice message that I wanted to read out. Predominantly just to stroke my ego. Not really relevant to any of you, but he said, Mike, I've been thinking about how much you've grown 20th Century Boy over the last year and the Patreon. There's now 62 Patreons, and also how many bonus eps you do to give back to the radio family. Keep up the good work, mate. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Radio Kyle. The podcast is growing so much. I'll speak about that a bit later, but I did want to welcome the three new Patreons that joined up in the last week. So special welcome to Patreo Gemma, Patreo Ruby, and Patreo Natalie. Welcome to the radio family, and thank you so much for jumping on. The show is growing, which is awesome, just at the top here quickly, and I'm grateful for all of you who listen and interact with the show online. I've been, just so people know, there's the TikTok, which is going well. I put reels up on Instagram. There's a TCB pod Instagram you can go and follow. Daily memes going up there and other exclusive content there. And as well as that, YouTube shorts of all the clips of the show and just sort of short clips from the show. So if you don't have time to listen to the full ep, but you still want to sort of see what I'm doing, jump on the YouTube channel. There's a bunch of short clips from the podcast there of just little segments of the show instead of having to watch the whole thing. So just thought I'd let you know about that. The other thing I wanted to let you know, the other day I went to Officeworks to print a few more of the Mike and Friends posters. This is exclusive merch that features myself, Luke and Lewis, the Mike and Friends posters, and you can pick them up on the website radiomike.com.au/merch. There are a few new sales coming in, so definitely go and pick up one of those. As well as that, I am working on a 20th Century Boy poster that you can buy, and you can get your TCB Classic Tees, your t-shirts at radiomike.com.au/merch as well. So if you want to support the show, you can do that. I wanted to start today's show with just a couple of things here. As I've said a few months ago, I moved to this apartment in Richmond. So I'm living in Richmond now, and across the road from me is, I'm just going to say Well, now I've just said it. I live across the road from an IKEA, and a shopping center, really. A shopping center that has a Kmart in it. If you're not familiar with Kmart, first of all, what the hell? Second of all, it's like a big department store here in Melbourne. I think I talked about it last week as well. Kmart, and I assume some of you think that this is going to the no-mas category, which is my theory, well, my belief that Christmas shouldn't be celebrated before December 1st, but it's not that. I've been, you know, since I've moved, I've been kind of going to Kmart a lot, especially if I need to pick something up for around the house. And I've noticed something about Kmart that may or may not be a conspiracy. And I could be overthinking this. I really don't know. But I wanted to finally talk about it on the show. Because I don't know about you guys, if you have a local Kmart and you go into it. But at my local Kmart, and I'm pretty sure at every Kmart I've ever been to, have you guys noticed that it's the exact same person doing the PA voices over the intercom? The exact same guy at every Kmart is doing those PA announcements. Does this sound familiar to you? Have a listen. Does this sound familiar to you? Ready? Customer assistance to the service desk, thank you. Customer assistance to the service desk, please. It is always at my local Kmart. Every time I'm in there, I feel like I've got deja vu because it is the exact same guy saying the exact same words in the exact same tone, the exact same way every time. I'm like, is this guy ever not here? Customer assistance to the service desk, thank you. Customer assistance to the service desk, please. It's like a mid-20s like gay guy who just says it in the exact same tone every time. I've noticed it every time I'm in there, and it's starting to kind of freak me out because I'm like, is it a real person sending that? Like, it's like I used to work at Dan Murphy's, right? I used to work in retail. I used to be on the checkouts. I used to do those announcements, and I would shake them up a bit, right? I'd shake them up. I'd be like, can we please get customer assistance up to the front desk, please? Customer assistance up to the front desk. Or another one, could we please have someone up to the registers, please, to help with a carry out to the car park? Carry out to the car park up at register one, please. Right? This guy at Kmart, customer assistance to the service desk, thank you. Customer service to the service desk, please. It also doesn't make sense because he thanks them and then he says, please. Customer assistance to the service desk, thank you. Customer assistance to the service desk, please. It's stuck in my mind. I'm going insane thinking about this. It makes no sense to me. And I genuinely don't know if it's a real person or if it's an automated message. Like when you need assistance at the registers at Kmart, you press this button and it's a pre-recorded message. Am I overthinking it or do you guys recognize this? Customer assistance to the service desk, thank you. Customer assistance to the service desk, please. Always in that tone. I wanted to start with that. Please let me know, please. It's genuinely driving me insane. Like trying every time I'm there. Next time I'm there, I'm gonna try and record it because it's insane. Keeping on the theme of when I worked at Dan Murphy's, side note, when I worked at Dan Murphy's during uni, we used to always just like fuck around on the microphone with customers. Like we would get in trouble because me and, if you've listened to this show for a while, you might know, Harry, MDF manager, Harry, more on that later. He and I used to work at Dan Murphy's together and we used to just go, Harry used to do these announcements where he'd be like, what we used to do is we'd call it the Mikey and Harry show. And we'd just like both take one of the intercoms and do like a radio show across the store. And customers were like, what is this? Anyway, that's another note. On the same note as retail, I finally have to talk about something because ever since I've been Radio Mike, which is about 5 years now. No, it was 2017, late 2017, I became Radio Mike. Before that, I was just Mike. And before that, I was Michael. It's amazing how time changes. As soon as I became Radio Mike, I started receiving, not regularly, maybe every 3 or 4 months, someone would send me a picture of something. And I always was like, oh, there's nothing in this. I don't need to talk about this. It comes through every couple months, but it just keeps happening. For the past 6 years, it's just kept happening. So I feel like I finally need to talk about this. And this time it was Radio Beth. Welcome to the Radio Family, Radio Beth. Now, for video viewers, I'll put it on the screen. For audio listeners, I'm just going to have to describe this. Basically, there's a store in Australia or Melbourne, and it's called Typo. It's a chain store, and they sell like stationery and like not office supplies. Like generally, I think it's like cool school supplies and stuff, or diaries, journals, pens, pencils, calendar, that kind of store. Typo, I believe it's owned by Cotton On, but I'm not 100% sure. On what I think it's like a Typo paper bag. You can buy a paper bag there for 20 cents, right? This is what's come up with from Beth. Radio Mike, I was shopping at Typo today and had to buy one of the 20 cent paper bags. Turns out you're featured on there. I obviously was unsurprised by this because I have seen it so many times. But essentially, on the Typo paper bag from Typo, it says in plain English, Radio Mike. It says, talk, sing, play through your radio. That's me. Talk, sing, play through your radio. That's Radio Mike. That's me. Basically, Typo is infringing on my copyright. I am Radio Mike, and you are printing my name on your packaging. So, Typo, I would like to strike a deal with you for the infringement of my copyright, Typo, and using the name Radio Mike on your packaging. Either cease and desist immediately, or $100 gift card for me. Send me a $100 gift card, and this all goes away, right? Either you have to stop using my name on your packaging because people all around Australia for the past 6 years have been sending me pictures of your paper bag saying, Mike, you're on the Typo paper bag. And then I have to explain to them, no, it's got nothing to do with me. It's a branding confusion thing. They're infringing on my copyright. So Typo, this is a quick message to you just to say cease and desist on Radio Mike on your paper bags, or $100 gift card makes it all go away. I'll buy some of your stuff. Just wanted to put that out there because for the past 6 years, people have been sending me your paper bags. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it. Of course, on the weekend, Mike's big year of footy came to a close with the awfully boring grand final between Geelong and who was it again? Sydney. Geelong and Sydney. Geelong won. I called it. I knew they would win. They were the better team on the day. But look, Mike's big year of footy. I did watch two games the whole year, and it's over now. I watched the first three quarters of the game, and then it got really boring, so everyone kind of just stopped watching and just started talking and stuff. But one thing I noticed at the end of the game that I found quite curious, I guess, is at the end of the grand final, they have all these like kids come up and The winning team gets called up one by one, and a kid is there to hand them a medal and a hat. Oh no, and the AFL player gives the kids a hat. And Joel Selwood, who is a Geelong Cats player, not only did he give one of the kid, this cute little kid, he gave him the hat, but he also gave him the football boots that he used in the game. So he holds up his shoes to this kid and hands them to him. Now, some of you might have thought that was a cute gesture. You know, these are the shoes I wore in the grand final 2022, history-making stuff. But I kind of thought it was a little bit gross. Just because if I was a kid, I wouldn't want to receive the smelly, warm shoes of an old man. I just watched this kid's face, and it was like he was somewhat confused about what was occurring. It was like, I got my hat. Why is he giving me his shoes? Oh, he wants me to take the shoe. I guess I'll take him. Oh, this is weird. Why am I holding this guy's shoes? Anyway, I thought it was a really weird moment. And who knows? Who knows where those shoes are today? They could be anywhere. Because frankly, I would just throw them out. Thought it was a very strange move from Joel Selwood, but you know, good on him. Good on the Cats. Well done. Looking forward, as always, as I have stressed, to Mike's bigger year of footy in 2022. But seriously, those two, I know it sounds ironic, but those two games of football that I watched in 2022, they were amazing. So I'm so excited for 2023. Go the Bombers. We'll see you then. All right. I've been asking on the pod recently about things that you didn't know, like things that should have been obvious to you, but you didn't know until much, much later in life. For example, I thought the phrase "you sound like a broken record" meant that meant you sound like a broken record as in a Guinness Book of World Records record, not a broken record as in a vinyl record, a spinning record. Idiot. Radio Hugh Remington, welcome to the RF. He's written one in, and he's just said this for this interesting one. He says, "I never realized the phrase about assume spelt out the word." Here's the phrase. "You know what they say about those who assume? They make an ass out of you and me." So obviously, ass, A-S-S-U-M-E, spells assume. But he never realized that that it was spelling out the word assume. Very funny. But here's a musical themed one that I found out the other day. This is something that I never knew. And I'm about to blow your mind here. I don't know if this is common knowledge. I really don't. And when I found this out because one of my friends told me, I was completely taken aback and almost in denial about this. This shocked me to my very core. I'm sure you're all familiar with the Black Eyed Peas classic song, "Where Is the Love?" "You're killing people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and would you turn the other cheek?" Classic song, right? Black Eyed Peas had so many hits back in the day. "Where Is the Love?" "Pump It." "Let's Get It Started." "Don't Funk With My Heart." "Don't Lie." "My Humps." Might have been about boobs. We're still not sure. But can I tell you guys this? And if this is known, then I am going to look like a stupid idiot on this show again. But I don't think it is. But it's true. Did you know? You know, we know our members of Black Eyed Peas, you know, our good friends, Will.i.am, Fergie, the other guys. But did you know, in the Black Eyed Peas song, "Where Is the Love?" from their album Elefunk, released possibly in 2003, might have been 2004, that in the chorus of the song, the iconic "Where Is the Love? People killing people," that iconic chorus, you'll hear it here. "You're killing people. That's Justin Timberlake." Explosion sound effect, insert in post. Note for Mike. That is Justin Timberlake. "Father, father, father, help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?" Did people know that? I never knew that. But now that I have heard it and I know, it makes complete sense. "Father, father, father, of course that's Justin Timberlake. Can people please, like, this is definitely one we're going to make into a clip. Can people please let me know in the comments, is it a known thing that Justin Timberlake is in that song? Because even if I look it up on Spotify right now, "Where Is the Love?" right? "Where Is the Love?" He's not listed anywhere on the song's name and never has been. Like, I had this song on my iPod Nano in like 2005. I never knew Justin Timberlake was featured on the song. I'm in the album as well. His name is nowhere, but it's him singing the song. "You're killing people dying, children hurting, you hear them crying." I thought it was Fergie. I have spent my whole life thinking that's just Fergie, the girl in Black Eyed Peas, singing in her Fergie voice. "People killing people." You know, it's Justin Timberlake. If I'm I've got to say, I will listen to Justin Timberlake's entire discography if the majority of people did know that, because I don't think anyone did. If your mind is blown right now and you're listening to this, comment the mind blown emoji. DM me the mind blown emoji on Instagram, radio.mike, because my mind is definitely blown. Anyway, that's just something I learned for the first time this week. Absolutely crazy. I have been cancelled a lot recently. I have been cancelled, which is apparently a sign of fame. It's apparently a sign that you're making it. But I've actually been cancelled again for a different thing. The original cancellation was because I called Michael Jackson a pedophile. And I think, again, I don't think I actually cleared this up, because actually, let's just do it. Because a lot of people, I called Michael Jackson a pedophile on my podcast. I did it. I went there, right? I suggested that Michael Jackson may have been a pedophile, right? And I think it's common knowledge, but a lot of people are in denial about it. And when I posted this clip on Instagram, it went insane. People are absolutely demolishing me. And now every video I post on TikTok, no matter what it's about, people will be like, nah, man, you suck. You said Michael Jackson was a pedophile. It's still going. I'm still being cancelled. Comments all over the internet. People were actually jumping into my Instagram DMs, like threatening me. People with no name accounts and no picture were like, you better watch your back saying Michael Jackson. Like, am I going to get killed for saying that Michael Jackson is a pedophile, something that we all know very well? It's been crazy, but I don't care, right? Because one, it was funny. Two, I actually think that, you know, I've talked on this show a lot about the man in the arena, the Theodore Roosevelt quote that Hamish Blake told me at the end of 2019 over breakfast, the man in the arena, right? It's a great analogy, and I always remember it, and I've learned to abide by it, right? You are the man in the arena. All the people on the outskirts, the thousands of people on the outskirts of the arena throwing stuff at you, shouting obscenities at you, yelling at you, screaming at you, telling you you're no good and telling you you suck. They're not in the arena. You're the man in the arena. So you're the only one who's actually putting themselves on the line. Everything else is just noise, right? Man in the arena. Don't care. Another cancellation, because I did a video saying that if you are up, basically, I did a bit on this podcast last week that if you are upset about the Little Mermaid being black in the live action remake of the Little Mermaid, then you shouldn't be. And my point was that it's a fantasy children's film and it doesn't matter, right? Getting torn to shreds over this one, right? It's gone a little bit big on YouTube. People are demolishing me. Loved this though. I do have to read out just one question, one comment rather, from a listener, which just, it cracked me up a lot. It cracked me up so much to hear this. This comment just blew my mind. No, and it all makes sense, but I just think it's funny, and I'll read you my reply to it. It's from Sir Charles von Pimpsmack. I'm not welcoming him to the RF because he doesn't deserve to be in it. Here's what he said, just a reminder that this is a children's film about a little mermaid who's best friends with a prepubescent fish and a singing lobster. Sir Charles von Pimpsmack. The Little Mermaid is a story written from a Danish perspective. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm fairly certain the Danish don't live in flipping Africa. And the story isn't just some folklore tale. It was written by a prominent Danish author whose works are of cultural significance to the European history, like the author Mark Twain for America. So don't you give me this crap that it doesn't matter. See cultural vandalism for what it is in the future, and remember the words of the great J.R.R. Tolkien. Evil can never create, it can only corrupt. And then I replied with the following. Okay, but the lobster in the movie is Jamaican. Like, Sebastian the lobster is Jamaican. I don't know about you, Sir Charles von Pimpsmack, but I'm fairly certain the Danish don't live in Jamaica. And then he actually responds with like his headcanon of the answer to that. What movie were you watching? Sebastian is a crab. That's weird. I always thought he was a lobster, but I'll give you that. There are so many crabs, especially in the Atlantic and Mediterranean, but we don't have any backstory on where Sebastian came from, so I have to assume he's Mediterranean or that King Triton brought him across the sea because he liked the cut of his jib. This isn't satire. This guy is like trying to come up with the backstory. He's like, I assume he's Mediterranean. Guys, it's a movie about a fish lady who lives in an undersea kingdom and is best friends with a singing lobster or crab, whatever you want to call it. I you know what? They say the way to get big online is to just make some noise. And between this and calling Michael Jackson a pedophile, I'm making noise, baby. I'm making lots of noise.
Under the sea.
Not that noise. I wonder what will get me cancelled next. I really don't know. I don't know. That Justin Timberlake thing might get me cancelled for being stupid. Excuse this interruption, everybody. Just a reminder that this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Radio Mike on Patreon. Patreon.com/RadioMike. Guys, I know what you're thinking right now. I can read your thoughts. You're like, oh my God, this podcast is so good. I am going to be so annoyed in another 20 minutes when it's finished. Well, you don't have to be annoyed, guys. You know why? Because The Overflow is sitting on the Patreon right now. This week on The Overflow, I'm going to be talking about my top 10 favorite video games of all time. So if you want to hear me talk about that, jump on The Overflow now over on Patreon. Patreon.com/RadioMike, guys. Please support the show. And let's get back to the main pod. But, I mean, I'll see you on The Overflow, right? I can read your thoughts. You're going to do it. Oh my God, you're taking your phone out of your pocket and you're doing it. Oh my God, I'm just going to let you do it. All right, cool. See you there. Cool. I've noticed at the moment that Triple J is doing their annual Requestival. If you're not familiar, Triple J is the youth radio station here in Australia. It's funded by the ABC, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. It's ad-free. Its demographic is like 16 to 24-year-olds. I used to listen to it a lot, actually, when I was like at uni, but I don't really listen to it now because I'm out of the age range, I guess. But yeah, it's a great little network and people really like it. I think their politics often are exceptionally woke and sometimes a bit cringy, but it's cool. There's some cool presenters on there, and the whole point of Triple J is music. New music, discovering music, featuring new up-and-coming artists from predominantly Australia but around the world as well. And, you know, like Vance Joy's song Riptide was a big song on Triple J back 10 years ago, and yeah, it was really cool. At the moment, they're doing their Requestival. Now, the Requestival is essentially where they just play listener-submitted songs all day for a week. It's currently in its third day, I think, and they are playing all listener-submitted songs. Here's just some examples, just looking at it, of songs they've played. They have played Hilary Duff, Why Not? Like, you know, usually it plays indie up-and-coming music. Now it just plays, you know, Green Day, Jesus of Suburbia, Lee Harding, Wasabi. I'm just looking at the playlist now. Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way. Soulja Boy, Kiss Me Through the Phone. Linkin Park, Bleed It Out. Yeah, ABBA, Voulez-Vous. You know, they played the Coconut Mall theme from Mario Kart Wii. It's a bit of fun. You know, it's just a bit of fun for the listeners. So I thought, oh, well, I mean, there is a song that on this podcast that I really, really like. And if you're a long-term listener of the podcast, you know that I really, really like it. It's a little song that goes a little bit like this. It's Sean Kingston's banger, Me Love. And so I've actually submitted something for the Requestival, Me Love by Sean Kingston. They say, why do you always turn this song up? You've got 250 characters, I think. So I wrote, Sean Kingston had a hit with Beautiful Girls back when I was in junior high school, and his follow-up Me Love Never Quit quite hit the same heights, but it slaps. I'm trying to speak in like Triple J language. The harmonies, the feel-good melody, and those gorgeous reggae vibes, it's chef's kiss. I submitted it, and hopefully Me Love by Sean Kingston gets played on air. I did tick the box that says you can call me on air. So best case scenario, guys, and I'm not going to push it. Best case scenario, I end up on air on Triple J talking about how I love Me Love by Sean Kingston. Second best case scenario, they play it. But here's what I was going to say to the listeners of the show. If you please, go to the Triple J website and submit Me Love by Sean Kingston to the Requestival. Do it as soon as you're hearing this, because I think it on the day of release, I think it ends tomorrow. Send it in. Don't say that I sent you. Don't say it has anything to do with me. Just say that it's I remember this song. It's such a classic. Haven't heard it for a while, but it'd be awesome for you to spit. Don't say it's to do with me, because then they just won't play it and they'll catch on. But in all seriousness, I would love to try and get this on air on Triple J in the next week. It would just be really funny. It might not happen, but I do think it will be a funny little success story for the show and the show's influence. So I'll check in on next week's episode to see if we got there or not. We might not, guys, and that's fine, because we're a bit late. It's been going for a few days. But I reckon if on Thursday when this is out, so when you're listening to this, if you're listening on day one, go to the Triple J website now, sign up, and just put in Me Love by Sean Kingston. Hopefully we can get it playing, because I think that would be absolutely hilarious. I have two more things that I want to talk about on this week's episode. A few weeks ago, if you were listening to the show, you might remember that I was talking about the TV show The Chase Australia. And I do need to do some backtracking here. I feel like if you're new to the podcast, welcome. This episode is very in media res, which is like you're entering in the middle of things. This is a very in episode. There's more outer episodes. This episode in particular feels a bit in. It's very inward, very in with the show. I mentioned that I used to work at Dan Murphy's, and I used to work with MDF manager Harry. And over the years of this show, if you're a long, long-term listener of the show, you will know the number one rule of the show is don't block the MDF. That's because when we worked at Dan Murphy's, behind the main register was just a box on the wall, attached to the wall, and written in texter was don't block the MDF. And me and Harry used to think it was really funny, and it's just turned into a gag on this show. So the number one rule of the show is don't block the MDF. And there's some points in your life where you feel like it's possible that you're in the Truman Show. Like the Truman Show, where everything, Truman lives in a world that's actually a TV show and everyone's watching him and everything is about him, right? And a few weeks ago, I played it on the podcast. I was watching the quiz show, The Chase Australia, my favorite show of all time. And I hear this question come up on The Chase Australia.
The computer HAL 9000 first appears in which Kubrick film?
Not this one, sorry.
Pass. 2001 A Space Odyssey. The Great Barrier Reef lies off the...
Not this one either, sorry.
Australian state.
Queensland.
Correct.
This one.
The telecommunications abbreviation MDF stands for main distribution what?
Pass.
Frame.
Little reference to MDF. That's, you know, could be a coincidence. Could be just a chance thing. You know, MDF exists outside this podcast. You know, my whole podcast, you know, doesn't own MDF. Other people can obviously talk about it. But then I was watching last night as well. And this is where it gets really Truman Showy and suspicious, because I'm watching The Chase Australia last night. And well, look, just take a listen.
In August 2021, the US military fully withdrew from which country?
Pass.
Afghanistan. The building abbreviation MDF stands for medium density what?
Pass.
Fiberboard.
Two MDF questions in 3 weeks. The Chase Australia, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what you're playing at. You're making me feel like I'm in a simulation. What are you doing, the Chasers Joey? What I want is, I'm going to keep watching. I watch every night. If there are any other questions that even somewhat relate to this podcast, then all of a sudden I know it becomes apparent and almost undeniable that I am living in a simulation that I am the main character of. And why didn't any of you tell me? Because it means that the same person riding for my life is riding for the Chase Australia. And that's why MDF keeps popping up. And you know, I gotta say, it doesn't feel like a coincidence at this stage. Someone on that team writing the questions, I don't know, there's some inside job going. You know, you never really know. Last thing I'm going to talk about before the plug. Oh, before one more. Well, there's one more after this, actually. I've still been watching The Office. I was obsessed with The Office. I started watching it earlier in the year, well, a few months ago, and obsessed with it. Never watched it before, and it was incredible. Michael Scott, just, again, one of the funniest characters I've ever seen on TV. Everything about him is great. I'm now up to about halfway through season 6 for Office fans. Jim and Pam are expecting their baby. They got married. The last episode I watched was like a clip show episode where, because Dunder Mifflin is being sold, and someone came in to like evaluate the company or something like that. I gotta say, 6.5 seasons in, honestly, from season 5, it was noticeably less good. I'm not saying it's bad, but it really has gotten much sort of less realistic and believable. The first 4 seasons I just thought were genius. Every single character was so relatable. The entire office dynamic was so relatable. Everything about it was good. The storylines were really grounded and really believable, even though you had really sent up characters like Michael and Dwight. It still felt very real. Now, 6 seasons in, I'm still enjoying it, but I've just sort of, I was watching like 4 episodes a night. Now I'm watching like 1 or 2. Now it's just like, it's increasingly kind of goofy. The characters are now sort of, there's this TV trope called Flanderization, named after Ned Flanders, where basically as a show goes on, a character who kind of has a certain personality trait, but is well-rounded, goes on and on and just ends up becoming just that personality trait. It's called Flanderization because when Ned Flanders first appeared in The Simpsons, like, he was like the religious nice guy, but he was also a well-rounded character. Whereas as the show went on, he just became a religious nut. And I see that with a lot of the characters in The Office now. And I just think it's relying more on the stereotypes than the storylines. And the storylines are just less believable. Like, some of the storylines, I'm just like, I just don't think this would happen. And then it kind of breaks it. It kind of just breaks it a bit, breaks the illusion a bit. Because in the originals, everything just did feel so authentic. Like, this could all happen in an office. All of these things could be real. I'm still enjoying it, but I haven't been absolutely loving it like I was at the start. So I feel as though, I mean, Michael Scott's still funny, but even with all the development of like the roles in The Office and stuff, it just doesn't feel as good. And a lot of the secondary characters just still feel really, they feel like they're, again, they started as stereotypes that were a bit well-rounded. Now they're just leaning into like, oh, Creed is an old creepy guy. And, you know, like Stanley had an affair in one episode, which I just thought Stanley wouldn't do because he was so family oriented. Anyway, I might be getting into unpacking Sebastian the Crab, like Sir whatever his name was, Pimp Smack. But yeah, it's definitely gone downhill. And I think, you know, most sitcoms do after 4 or 5 seasons start to decline because it becomes more of a milking thing than an actual creative thing. Because again, those first 4 seasons were absolutely genius. By season 5, I was like, oh, this is getting a bit weird. Not bad, but it's just like not as good. And, you know, The Simpsons is probably the best example of that decline. Just, you know, over time, just like being milked for all its worth. Because when you think about a show like The Simpsons, the show, no one watches the show, but the characters, the licensing and the characters and the intellectual property are just worth so much money that it's almost, it doesn't make sense from any commercial standpoint to ever end The Simpsons. I'm sure it has to end within the next 5 to 10 years. Like, it has to, because, well, then again, it doesn't have to, because I was going to say, because Harry Shearer is, I think, in his 80s, he's one of the main voice actors, and he'll inevitably die. I would rather them end the show with all of the original voice actors alive than end the show when a bunch of them are dead. Because they're all, you know, they would have started literally when they were in their 30s, early 30s. Now they're in their 60s, 70s. Harry's in his 80s. But the characters and the properties are just worth so much money. You get merchandise, theme park rides, games, little shorts on Disney Plus, like all of that adds up. So they just keep making the show. If you watch the new episodes, the voice actor of Marge, Julie Kavner, you can tell she's like old and dying. The character of Marge sounds super different now. It's actually cringy to listen to, because you can hear her struggling to do the voice, but she's just hanging in there for money. And I guess, yeah, I was going to say it'll end when one of them dies, but no, it probably won't. It's probably at that point now, like a character like Mickey Mouse, who I don't know. I think, I'm not sure if it was Walt Disney who was the original voice, but now as soon as one of the voice actors dies, they just recast someone who can do a sound alike. And I don't love that, but because they're animated characters, you know, when I'm 50 or 60 and Dan Castellaneta is well and truly gone, someone else will be doing the voice of Homer. And it'll sound like Homer, but it won't sound like Dan's Homer. It'll just be a little bit off. The same with all of these characters. If someone doesn't want to voice a character, they just recast them. The Simpsons theoretically could go forever. And I am positive that when I'm in my 60s, if I live that long, 70s, whatever, that Homer Simpson and the gang will still be around in some form. They will still be recognized characters, they will still be known, and they will still be making The Simpsons. Someone will be voicing the characters that isn't the originals, and I don't know, I find that weird. But then that's happened with all, like, Bugs Bunny has had heaps of voice actors over the years. That's kind of the same thing. He started as a, you know, animated cartoon the same way The Simpsons does. All animated characters are just replaceable by sound-alike voices. They literally did that when they replaced Dr. Hibbert and all the people of color, Apu, with different voice actors. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I find it interesting. I've also been watching, a few weeks ago, one of the listeners, I think it was Patreon Cold Koala, asked me about anime, and I talked about anime. And then I've actually started watching Yu-Gi-Oh! The anime, which I've watched, like, when I was a kid, I watched heaps of it, and throughout the years, I've just randomly put it on. It is such a fun show to have on in the background, because if you don't know the premise of the show, they all play this children's card game to settle all of their disputes. It's so stupid. And the English dub of it is just even more ludicrous. They explain everything to the nth degree, and it is so excessive. So it just, I, but it's also entertaining, and it's just an easy show to have on in the background. So I've just been binging season 4 of Yu-Gi-Oh!, which I never saw, and it's been really fun. So I just thought that's what I've been watching. I didn't really have a major story this week on the pod, guys. So we're a little bit light, but I hope you still enjoyed this kind of format. Before we go, we haven't done one of these for a little bit, so let's do it.
It's Radio Mike's Songs You Forgot Existed.
Oh, I forgot about that song. Yeah, Songs You Forgot Existed. I play a song that you might have forgotten existed. Maybe you haven't. And you tell me if you forgot it existed or not. This one is our second ever listener submitted one. And it comes in from one of our loyal Patreon supporters, Patrio Ganonboard. He sent me this message on Instagram. He said, "Holy crap, someone just shared this song and it's a song I forgot existed." And I got to say, Gannonbort, and please send them in, by the way, if you're listening. I forgot this existed too. I was never like into this song, but I looked at the title. I was like, I don't know this song. Then Gannibal was like, no, listen to it. When you hear the chorus, you'll know it. I did know it. And I was like, oh yeah, forgot this song existed. Perfect example. So let's crank it up. Let me know if you forgot this song existed. I put a poll up on Instagram after the episode airs of this. So if you want to vote, yes or no, keep in mind this was submitted by Gannonbort, but this is this week's song you might have forgotten existed. Oops, just trying to play the sound effect, but the thing's jammed. Here we go.
All right, we're back again with another song you forgot existed. This one's sent in by listener Patreo Gannonbort. So get your ears ready and remind yourself about this song if you have forgotten it, which you may not have, in which case just, I don't know, let me know if you, I don't know, guys, just here's the fucking song. I don't know. Cause you're That's right, It's Everywhere by Michelle Branch. Literally, who is that? Seriously, who is that? Who is she?
Sorry, I always forget what I say in those because I pre-record those. Literally, who is that? Let me know if you've got that song. I didn't even know who she, yeah, as you heard, I didn't know who she was. So let me know. I'll put it on the Insta story. Let's finish up today's show.
The plug.
A couple of things to plug, actually. The first thing I want to plug is I was a guest on the Bromley Lynch podcast, which is two great guys, identical twins, who do a podcast here in Melbourne, in Richmond, actually. So I could actually walk to the studio, which was fun. And they do a podcast and then they get a guest on to do a weekly quiz. I got 7 out of 10 on their quiz. It was really fun. Some really fun stories and questions. Talked a lot about working on Hamish and Andy and et cetera. Go and listen to that. If you want to hear me featured on other people's podcasts, there is a Spotify playlist. I'll put it in the description of this podcast. And it just has every podcast I've ever been a guest on. There's like 20 episodes there for you to listen to. So I hope you'll check them out. As well as that, Harry Potter and the Boys. This week, Sam Gullip took a week off, and my good mate, Zach Miller, who's appeared on the show many times before, he was the guest, and he did a great job. Here is a little snippet from this week's episode.
There was a night where Becky Lucas...
Nope, that's last week's one. I put the wrong one on. Let me just figure out what's gone wrong here. All right, sorry about that. Here's the proper one. The last sentence of the previous chapter before this was, the boys rushed out of the office, that's Hermione's office, hoping and praying that the next chapter wasn't another one of those filler chapters. Now, Zach,
fingers crossed.
As always, we start by reading the title of the chapter.
Chapter 22, Hagrid Teaches Potions, aka another filler chapter. So that is unfortunate for HP and the B.
Zach really brings it. He's a hilarious guy. So please check that podcast out. I've said it before, but it's probably my favorite thing I do. Like, I love this pod, but Harry Potter and the Boys, I love getting on with a guest and it's so chaotic and so much fun. So I have a great time. There's also Owl Post episodes of that. So there's heaps of content over on that feed. Speaking of heaps of content, I have an announcement to make re the Patreon. And I realize I share the Patreon with Harry Potter and the Boys. So some people have just donated from Harry Potter and the Boys. But if you're a Patreon Mikester, one, you get access to the Patreon channel of the Discord. Two, you get access to the weekly Overflow podcast that goes up now. It is up now. It's an extra 20 minutes. So if you're listening to the pod, you're like, it's over. This has been fun. I've been enjoying listening to Mike talk. Jump on the Patreon, patreon.com/RadioMike. The Overflow is there now. It's just extra. I talk a little bit more about my week of work and my personal life, dating stories and other stuff like that. This week, I'm going to talk about my top 10 favorite video games of all time. And if you want me to talk about anything, just submit it to me however you usually do. But announcement on this. Obviously, many of you who have been listening for a while will know producer Pat, who is the producer of this show and a good friend of mine, absolute legend, has worked so hard on this show the last few years. And he usually edits together all the clips. We've done a bit of restructuring, and At the moment, I've got a lot of time and I'm really enjoying just having a lot more time. So I've actually taken over production of all the clips and video editing for the show. That's no reflection of Pat and his ability. He's amazing and he's got heaps of work on other shows. But just because I have time to do it, it's not as financially necessary for me to do it. But because I love Pat, Pat and I do a show on the Patreon called The Pat and Mike Show. And it's just, it's for the first season, we've done maybe, I don't know, 15 episodes. It's been fun. We did a completely improvised Simpsons episode. We chat and it's been fun. But it's been a little bit non-structured. So out of the Patreon, and this is just to add value, what we've decided, it's also been inconsistent. What I've chatted to Pat about, I'm now going to pay Pat each week and we're going to do a Pat and Mike every week. So that's another weekly bonus podcast and we're going to make it a show. We're going to get an artwork made up for it. We're going to have segments and, yeah, Pat's going to lead it. So part of what I'm paying Pat is one, to appear on the show because he's great. Two, to he's going to actually have a think about content he wants to talk about and I'm going to be on there with him. It's going to be about 30 minutes extra each week. So that plus the overflow is nearly an extra hour for $1 a month on the Patreon. So I just wanted to plug that here. Pat and Mike, it'll start this week. We're recording an episode. It will be up every week. And the reason I came up with it, because the last episode of Pat and Mike on the Patreon, we expanded on all the Michael Jackson stuff, and we actually got into a more nuanced discussion about art, respecting the art but not the artist, and sort of more serious discussion. And generally with this pod, I go into more jokey, like I have a joking take on everything, but then I feel like the Pat and Mike for me will be a good one to sort of have healthy debates and talk more intellectually, and because Pat's a really clever guy as well. Talk more intellectually and more in-depth about some of the issues that I actually cover on this podcast sometimes and other content. So the overflow will be a supplement, right? You get an extra 20 minutes. I talk a little bit about my personal life, dating life, and et cetera. Pat and Mike will expand on some of the topics here and Pat will talk about his content. And it's all there for $1 a month on Patreon. So I wanted to do that in the plug. I'll plug it every week. But yeah, jump on for a weekly Pat and Mike show. It's really fun. I might even put the first one up publicly so you can get a taste of what you're in for. And it's only going to get better as the Patreon keeps growing. So if you haven't committed to the Patreon or you're hesitant about it, we'd really appreciate it if you get on board, as always. $1 a month or more if you can spare it. Basically, if there's an amount of money that you won't notice leaving, I understand people make different amounts of money. It really helps us, one, just to cover the costs of hosting the podcast, and two, just to pay the amazing Pat. I don't want to lose Pat. That's why I'm keeping him around. I'm not going to get him to do the videos for the time being. If it picks up and I get busy again on the TV show or something, then yeah, Pat will just come back. But yeah, that's all. So thanks so much for listening this week. It was a bit of a slow news week for my stuff, but I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Can't believe that was Justin Timberlake. My name's been Radio Mike. This has been The Inside of My Mind. Catch you later.
Oh, damn, the podcast is over. I was enjoying that so much. I wish it wasn't over and I could still listen to Mike. Hey, it's me, Mike. Mike, what are you doing here? Well, I'm here to tell you that thanks to patreon.com/radiomike, you can keep listening to me right now. How do I do it? Just sign up for as little as $1 a month, and on the Patreon, you get access to the Overflow podcast and the Pat and Mike show. It's extra content every week. Wow, it sounds too good to be true. Well, it is true. Oh, amazing. Guys, here's the real ending surprise of this little sponsorship sketch. Both of those characters were me. Bam. Sign up to the Patreon if you were fooled. patreon.com/radiomike. Overflow is up now. I'll see you there.
This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch. radiomikepod@gmail.com.